This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
I always feel a bit of trepidation when we come to Parsha Shlach. It's kind of like you're watching like a boat, a party boat. Everybody's so excited, and they're going towards a waterfall, and they don't see the waterfall, but we know that the boat is going to go off the cliff. We read this every year, and it's exciting. There's this party going on. They're getting close to Eretz Canaan. They're getting close to Eretz Yisrael. They're creeping up towards Eretz Yisrael. We know that it's all exciting. Asher ani noten livnei Yisrael ish echad. And then we list all the names of all the people who are going to be going. We shlach b'tam Moshe mivar paran al pi Hashem kulam anashim roshei b'nei Yisrael. These aren't slouches. These are Roshei B'nei Yisrael. You see the flags are waving and the party stuff's going on, right? They're all excited. They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We know what's going to happen. We know that this is going to be a calamity of colossal proportions. And when you juxtapose the pomp and circumstance of the events here to the Haftarah, it kind of elucidates what I think is a central issue. We look at the Haftarah, Vishlach Yoshua ben Nun Minashitim Shtaim Anashim Miraglim Cheresh Limor. Two people, we don't know who they are. How they sent Miraglim. They're really sent as spies. We often refer to the story in Shlach as Miraglim, but they're not referred to as Miraglim. They're going, these are Roshei B'nei Yisrael Hema. Right? They are the ones who are going to be the heads of all the tribes and the father's houses, etc., etc., etc. These are not anonymous, secret people who are sneaking in. Continuing Sefer Yoshua, right? Cheresh. They're going in. Cheresh. They're going silently and more. And he says to them, L'chu ru'uat aretz ved richo. Go there, you'll go spy on your richo. You'll plan it out. Yoshua is clearly, his mission is a military spy mission. And it's successful. They're going to take over Yericho successfully with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, and with all the events of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas here, the Yom Shlach, it's this entire huge endeavor. They're going to go, and then all of a sudden, the wind is going to be pulled out of their sails when they return with the, huge clusters of grapes, it's kind of ironic, the symbol of the Israeli tourist industry, or the Miraglim coming back with the grapes, carrying the huge clusters of grapes, which it is, this is the season. It's now grape season. We just had grapes over Shabbat, these huge grapes over Shabbat, beginning of the season. It's wonderful. But then they're going to say, we can't do it. I think there's an important element kind of almost highlighted here, that sometimes, years ago, I had a friend who made Aliyah. She decided she was going to go to college. Then she spent, on a whim, she came to Israel, went to a program at Haifa University, actually, whatever. And then came back for a year of college, decided she really liked being in Eretz Yisrael. She packed her bags, went to the army, and then eventually became a lawyer in Israel. But she didn't make a big deal about it. And I had these other friends who were like these Zionist organizations. They were the leaders in college of Zionist organizations. They're doing all the stuff, right? Proto Nefesh, but Nefesh, they're all waving the flags. And sometimes, and it's not just about Aliyah, it's about many things in life. Sometimes the waving the flags and making the big deal and all the announcements and cheering only highlights the fact that that sometimes doing it secretly, quietly, slowly is the way that it works out. I always find this with great trepidation, this whole party atmosphere that's just going to be destroyed, and the destruction is going to be something that lasts Klal Yisrael for generations, forever. We're going to commemorate the failure of the Meraglim and the curse of Kadosh Baruch Hu condemns them for not wanting going to Eretz Yisrael. And just again, thinking about Yeshua and doing some things. You don't always have to do everything. You don't have to be in the spotlight. In fact, I think sometimes it's the leaders who are in the spotlight who are the more dangerous ones, right? The ones like the charismatic figures who are like making a big deal about everything. When it's the people, the worker bees, the people who are quietly doing everything and building and building and building, sometimes those are the ones who really are the ones who are successful. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.